Happy Monday. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location, default route. You know what they say? Or should I say, you know what they said? They said 0% chance of precipitation. They're telling me there's 0% chance of precipitation. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? 0% chance of participation. 0% chance. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. And let me say this first off. Let me say this right now. First off, children are a blessing. Children are a blessing. Now, granted, being the severe atheist that I am, blessing may not be the word that I should use or really mean, but I understand in context when you use that word, what sentiment is conveyed and what people actually feel you mean when you say that. And that is kind of what I mean. Now, of course, you say, blessing from who? Blessing. So you can say, from this, a blessing from that. There are different kinds. But the point is, children are a blessing. The children that have been born into my family, that I was able to have contact with and interact with directly on a long-term basis, changes the whole family dynamic. The family dynamics. And it's from definitely brings families closer together, whatever that means. You know, there definitely has to be more interaction. There has to be more collaboration. It takes a village, oh my God. And that's probably where I'm going with this. In saying that, the children are wonderful, and the children are spectacular, and the children all that, I also want to stress the fact that you also need a break from children. You also need a break. And I would have to say, you know, I would even say it for mothers, grandmothers, fathers, even brothers, sisters, you need a break. You need a break. And in fact, the child or the baby that we're talking about, the children in question, the toddler, whatever, even needs a break from itself. And sometimes you got to enforce that break on themselves. And I'm learning that with granddaughter. Well, she'll just get so worked up or just so tired or irritable or whatever, where she just literally needs to take a time out. Literally, and I think I'm understanding what they mean by time out. Because there are times where, and I've said this before, and I'm kind of excited that I realize that you can give her a pacifier and lay her down for 15 minutes and she don't even go to sleep and she comes back a different person. I've seen it to where she's like a little bit more violent, you know, quote unquote violent, a little bit more aggressive, demanding. You could even say mean, you know, hitting things and actually kind of growling and like, you know, being that, I don't know if cantankerous is the word, now I'm just making it work. Contentious, I'm just making it work now. But you can see it, I'm like, what's wrong with you? And I say, okay. And if her mother's around, she'll start whining and crying. If her mother or grandmother around, she'll start whining and crying. But if they ain't around, she won't. It'll come out in a different way. I'm like, all right, get in bed. here. And I give her a pacifier. Because I'm at the point now where she's too big and it's hard for me to watch her walk around with that thing in her mouth. Like doing normal everyday stuff. You know, it's like walking around playing whatever. It don't even look right anymore. Plus the fact she's biting through them. She got teeth now, she's chewing right through them. And they say when they start doing that, it's time for the pacifier to go. But anyway, the whole point is you need a break. You need a break. And you need to give yourself a break. Because in my point, in my standing, when granddaughter come around, I want to give her my attention. It's fun, it's exciting, it's engaging. It's hard not to. I probably can't ignore her even if I wanted to. And I'm not complaining about that. I'm not complaining about that. And I hope I'm not complaining about anything, but just to make the fact that you need a break. It takes a village. Even if she goes there for a day or two, give you some time. Because I made a post on Facebook that I realized that when daughter is in the area and when granddaughter, I mean not daughter, well daughter too now, don't think it's a difference. I was telling Kimberly, it's both of y'all, it one and it two. Because when it's awake, you know, it's everybody on guard, everybody on attention. What's that, Grace? I forget what I was going to say. But, oh yeah, to have a post I made on Facebook that I realized that, now, I'm an oddity. I'm an extreme. I'm used to being by myself completely, you know, almost uninterrupted. I'm not used to compromise or sharing or probably not even too much collaboration or anything. So I am definitely an extreme. So when I come back to a situation where I'm with granddaughter and there's total collaboration, there's total interaction, complete almost. It felt like you lose yourself. There is no self anymore. And as I put in the post, when it wakes up, there's no sense of self. Self just vanishes, it goes away. It's a collaborative effort, and granddaughter becomes the focal point. And I was also thinking that I wonder if we were raised that way. Did our parents treat us that way or give us that attention? Or did they kind of train us or learn us to be independent? Because I know there was a stark separation between kids and parents growing up. It's just like when parents are talking, you don't talk. If the parents are in the room talking, you walk in with your head down, not making eye contact until somebody acknowledges you. Nowadays, I think that's changed. It's not like that anymore. And I think even at an early age, like toddler, maybe even our parents trained us to understand that. Because granddaughter come in, she just run right at you. Ah, I'm here. Crawl on top of you or whatever. Just, you know, it's us now. Not even now. It's always us. There's no me. But then again, I will say also too, there's times when she'll play by herself. And, you know, you're sitting there, you're watching TV, you get to hear her talking, playing with stuff, and doing stuff, having a conversation with herself. And, you know, the whole thing, the whole gamut, just talking to herself, playing. You can actually hear that she's having a good time with herself. And you can feel, hear and feel the energy of her playing a good, healthy interaction with herself and whatever she's doing. You can just hear her just enjoying it. You can just hear it in her voice. You know, and even that, see, that you're hearing, you're still, even though she's over there doing her own thing, and even though she could be over there asleep, you still don't, you can't really get to yourself. You really can't have no, there's still no self. If that thing is active or around, there is no self. And it may be instinctive. It may be just the way I was raised. Or maybe cultural, I don't know. But when that thing is around, it's just, and it's not even that she's the priority. I don't even want to say it that way. It's not even the granddaughter becomes the priority. I can't even say it that way. It's just that everything just kind of, just like a black hole of attention. Not even attention. Yeah, probably attention. Just everything just swallowed up. She just swallows up all the energy. She can just vaporize all the energy and pull it. No, not vaporize it, but attract all the energy to her somehow. And like I said, I can't even say it's a priority. Even it may be a priority at the most subconscious level before we even get to think about it being a priority. These people, you see them? See how she saw me? They don't care. They if there's like any kind of room, they gonna go. That's what I was thinking back here too. People back here be rushing around like they in a hurry. Like they got somewhere to go like they in a hurry. And I said they do that in LA too. I said, yeah, they do that in LA too. But there's something important in LA. Ain't nothing back here important enough to be dropping like that. And that was condescending, but it was funny. It's like, ain't nothing back here that important that they gotta be driving like that. Los Angeles, there is. You know, I'm joking because I know everything is relative and subjective, and there is no right or wrong, and priority is set by the individual, and you can't say one person's priority is any less than the other person's priority. So, but granddaughter, and I really don't want to say she becomes a priority, even though she is. It doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like, oh, you know, got to watch her. Oh, you know, got to give her attention. Oh, got to make sure this, got to make sure that. No, it's just when she's awake, I'm on defense. That's what it is. When granddaughter's active, I'm playing defense, not offense. That's what it is. When she's awake, I'm playing defense. But my ex said a long time ago that all she wants is your attention. You have to give her attention. And I realized that's one of the main things I have the most trouble giving, my attention to something other than me. And I'm not ashamed of that, not at all anymore, now that I realized it and accepted it. It's hard for me to give my attention to something or someone else, unless it's based on Jeffrey or for Jeffrey or what Jeffrey wants to do. And that probably comes from all my years of living alone. Like I said earlier, how I'm an extreme. I'm on the fringes of, you know, living by myself, doing things by myself, just independent, whatever that means to a degree. Psychologically independent or whatever, you know. And so I'm just not used to it. So with her, I played defense. It's like, she come walking in looking at you like, and you can just see the look on her face, and she know the look on her face. You see the look on her face, be like, what? What? Or you can see her get ready to go do something she shouldn't do. And she'll look at me, standing by my keyboard, look at me, or the mouse, and I'd be like, but she's fun. It's so much fun. It really is so much fun. And I met the new grandson over the weekend too. Just a good baby. My God. Just a good baby. Wasn't crying and fussing. Just kind of kicking back and looking around. And, you know, they say that they really can't see yet. You know, at that age, like 2 months, under month and a half, 2 months. And I kind of believe that because I was shooting video of him. Yeah, and his name is Jeffrey. His name is Prince Jeffrey. It's Prince Jeffrey. It's Austin Jeffrey, and it's Jeffrey Scott me, and it's Jeffrey Scott my son. So there was like four Jeffreys in the room. And you got to remember this. Again, you know, me being on the extreme, being that person, you know, quote unquote, isolated from a lot of people, a distance between me. Me got three grandkids. I got three grandkids. I mean, I know it's a blessing, and I don't want to belittle it. But I don't see myself as being a grandfather. I do see myself as being a grandfather. I just don't see myself as a family man or in that kind of lifestyle or anything. I may even have an aversion to that kind of lifestyle. But and it's, I don't want to say it's nothing that I didn't care about. And I say didn't because right now, I mean, I'm having a ball. Playing with new grandson, you know, basically couldn't do nothing. You know, just laying there. But you look at the reactions. You know, I'm still always putting metrics. You know, I'm moving around to see if he's following me. You know, I like shake him up a little and see his reaction. I was putting a towel in his face and see his reaction. And he would do the same move every time. You know, just little stuff to see how he reacts, you know, we could do. And so what I was doing was I was filming him, and I had the camera front facing so, you know, he could see himself on the thing. And I was going back and forth. He was following it. He was like staring at it, and he was following it. I was like, oh, look at him. He can see himself. And then I turned it around to where he only could see the back of the camera. And he was doing the same thing. So that was, see, I'm learning too. It's fun to learn like that. And, you know, and also I was over there. Austin Jeffrey, he don't interface with folks well. He ain't one of those I like everybody kind of people. He'd be like, he didn't even want to make eye contact with me for a while. It just took him a while to loosen up. And he still ain't really loosened up yet. I didn't get enough time, you know, to spend time with him. Because, you know, most when he was younger, I'd come and I'm going to get you. You know, so I was being aggressive like that. Because I know he didn't want to be bothered with me or whatever. And I grabbed, pick him up. I said, I'll pick you up anyway. I don't care. And he, and I was like, I don't care. And I tickle him or whatever. I said, look. He turned his head the other way. And I go back to where he turned his head. He turned his head the other way. And we was laughing. But he loosened up a little. I saw a little, you know, chip in the whatever glass or whatever, in the ice, cracking the ice. You know, he's getting there. Granddaughter full on. You know, I was there with granddaughters from day one. Well, from day 2 months. So I was there. She know me. And I remember, I got pictures of her. I'm holding up at the keyboard before she could even know what a keyboard was, before she could do what anything was. I'm sitting up there. You know, because I was working from home the whole time, so I always get my setup. So she know what a keyboard is. You know, she know about that whole setup thing. And the whole screens and cameras and all that. So, and then Prince Jeffrey, new grandson. Like I said, just sitting there playing, but it was so much fun. I just enjoyed myself. And then I was like, all right. I guess I got to pick him up. No, his mother got the bottle. He was getting his bottle ready for him. I was like, oh. I was sitting on the couch. He was sitting there, you know, next to me. I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to have to do this. And I was so surprised at how familiar and how easy it was for me to pick him up and start giving him a bottle. I mean, this is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I ain't supposed to be that person. It was just easy. I knew how to grab his head, stick my hand under his head, put him on my arm, hold his head up, you know, hold him to my body. The only thing I would say, though, that I didn't do is I didn't get my arm in a resting position. I had to, like, keep pressure or hold my arm up to hold him up. I should have sat like on the arm of the couch and got it in a position where I could have rested my arm and held him in the right position. But, you know, neither here nor there. Plus, I had to get the shot and my selfie stick. You know, I had to get a picture. If it ain't no video, this moment, me feeding this baby. See, I'm not, I don't think I'm as me as that person. I don't think of me as that person, and I got 3 grandkids. And I know a few people who don't even get to see their grandkids. You know, there's a few people out here who never get to see them or can't see them or this or that. And I just take it for granted. I got another one. I literally, you know, a coworker at work was saying, you know, she's having a grand kid. And she was all excited and this and that and this and that. I was like, oh, well. I'm like, bip, 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 another one. Okay. And it's a monumental thing. Having grandkids, having babies, period, is a monumental thing. And I have to admit, full disclosure, most of my life, even when I had my kids, it was no big deal. But it was. I mean, when we were so young, me and Terry had the kids, we were so young, and it just kind of happened. Like my daughter and her husband, they planned it. They made sure it didn't happen. They was like, they did stuff to make sure it didn't happen. I was like, you know, I mean, that's, I guess, the later generations nowadays. I mean, they are definitely smarter. They're more educated, and they're definitely smarter than we are. I like that shirt. I need to go get one. She had on a Jib Jab shirt. She had on a Jib Jab shirt. And you know, so, you know, we just had them. You know, next thing you know, Terry said, I'm pregnant. Like, oh, really? That means you're gonna have a baby? I mean, you know, then I picked up my 40 ounce and I kept going. You know, so, but, and in saying that, just who I am, what I am, the way I was raised, the way I handle things. You know, from that moment on, I knew, well, I didn't know what needed to be done, but I knew something needed to be done. There was a protocol, and it was the procedure, not procedure, but there's a protocol, and there was things that needed to be executed and implemented to make this happen. And we went to work. We got signed papers, eventually got married, welfare, this, that, you know, WIC, AFDC, whatever you want to call it, all of that. You know, we, you know, had all that straightened up, classes, everything. You know, we went through all the programs. You know, once it kicked in, it became something strategic and tactical. And that's where it's what I do. It became something strategic, tactical, that needed planning and execution. And that's me. We got to be there what time? All right, we'll be there. We got to do what? All right, we'll be there. We got to get what paper signed from who? DA, this, that, okay. That part is where I kick in. And we got it done. You know, they came out okay. Yeah, I mean, as far as, you know, paperwork and all that and, you know, deliveries and shots and all that stuff. So, you know, it's a big, big deal. It's monumental. It may be the most important thing in the universe for human beings to have another human being. And I have to admit, I always just thought it was like no big deal. I'm like, okay, no, really? But then again, in saying that too, I also say that I told my daughter, I said, you need to hurry up and have a baby. You need to get it over with. You need to go ahead and do it, get it over with. And I tell people too, I've said it before, another tell young kids, I said, go ahead, get married, have kids, get divorced, get it over with. I've never seen a bad divorce. And after almost all of them, the people involved are much better. They get along much better. They're much better off. Now, I'm not saying you got to get divorced, but statistics show that it's more likely that a divorce is going to occur. But, you know, I'm super happy for the families and the people that stay together for 20, 30 years. You know, I personally probably ain't that kind of person, but I don't put down people who do. You know, I got no skin in the game, whether they do or not. Doesn't matter to me at all. You know, I look at it. I wouldn't say that I admire it, but I respect it and understand it's an accomplishment and can go from there. You know, I can give them their props and definitely something that they should celebrate and maybe that we should celebrate. The fact that they were actually able to, you know, do something like that. But, you know, not me. I'm too much into myself or whatever. I was talking to my daughter about it. She said, yeah, you probably would have been miserable if I'd have been in, you know, been that traditional family parent. I don't know, maybe I'd have changed. I'd have been miserable. Maybe I would have changed. No, I'd have been miserable. But anyway, so it was, you know, and the kids and the babies, and I mean, it's just, and let me say, okay, I got to say this too. Grandparent is different than parent. Uncle, and I can't forget my niece. When my niece was born, that changed things too. Being an uncle, depending on how close you and the sibling is, could be the best. Because I'm talking about the greatest amount of access and input with the least amount of responsibility. You know, so my niece, you know, my daughter, my sister, daughter, the child, you know, I had access. So we used to hang out and do stuff. Then it was like, okay. But she was mild mannered. She was nothing like granddaughter. Oh my God. She was nothing like granddaughter. It could be the granddaughter got us to the point that where we don't realize what a normal child is anymore. It might be that. Because granddaughter just wake up on 7. She just wake up and it's time to go. It's time to play. Let's do this. Let's grab that. What is that? Ooh, let's go. Ooh, stickers. Ooh, Danny, go. Oh, my God. And Rami, the child, she wasn't like that. She'd walk out, look at you, you know, just kind of chill out. I don't know which. Now, of course, you never know what they like with their mother and grandmother. My mother. So I don't know what she was like with, you know, her mother and her grandmother. But with me, you know, it wasn't too much. You know, I didn't have to play defense. In fact, I definitely would have to play offense with her. A nice, gentle offense. You know, get things going, say, hey, how you doing? Not hey, how you doing, but hey, let's do this. Let's grab this. Let's go here. Let's try this. You know, she'd do it mild-mannerly. I like granddaughter. Oh, my God. And new grandson is just so kicked back. You can see it already. I don't ever remember granddaughter being like that. Just to where she could just sit there and just like look at something and not be, not crying, but wanting to get to it or grab it or fidget in or hey, hey. And he just kind of like look at it, you know. Maybe granddaughter did that, I don't know. I don't remember. It seemed like she was always grabbing or kicking. You know, not necessarily crying, or definitely being vocal. I don't remember her ever being kicked back. But because she got us trained, and it might be of our doing. It really might be of our doing. But I'm happy with it, you know, whatever. Because I'm the grandparent. I get on a plane and I go back to California. And I get my 2 months rest. And speaking of the whole reason I got this on was to say, you need a break. You need a break. It takes a village. They got to go over there. Everybody got to have a place where Granddaughter can go over there for a little while, go over there for a little while, go over there for a little while, even if it's like a day or two. Like these 2 days, Saturday night, she goes to her father's, didn't come back till Tuesday. Thank Jesus. And when she comes back, you know, I can very almost say, no, well, I can say that I miss her, and it would convey a little bit of sentiment that I have, but it's not like, oh, where's she at? What's she doing? Oh, I can't wait for her to come back. No, ain't nowhere near that. Ain't nowhere near that. In fact, as soon as she come back and I walk out there and she see me, I gotta start playing defense. I turn around and run in my room. Hear you, boom, 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 boom. Here she come, keyboard. Or she'll like, give me something here. You know, whatever she got a hand or she hand it to me. And then, yeah, I'll take it. And she go ready to go sit in my chair. And first she'll pull the chair up close to the table. So that when she sit in it, she'd be right there. So she can touch the keyboard and the table and the mouse and all that. Oh my God. I say they're a blessing. They are a blessing. You know what I mean by that. You know, don't get all spiritual and put all kinds of weird religious connotation on it. It's just, you know, kids are a good thing and beneficial probably to us in more ways than we realize. Okay, so I made it to the end. I made it, not to the end, to how far I walk. South Avenue. No, not South Avenue. This is Boardman Poland Road, I believe. Is there a sign to say what street this is? I don't see no sign, do you? There ain't no sign to say what street this is. Does it say it's 224? It don't say. Look at them clouds back there. Let me get the shot. I gotta turn around and get the shot of me. 224. 224. 224, there it is. All right. I think I finished up enough. I think that's enough. I think that's enough, don't you? I do. I think that's enough.